Good morning and welcome. What's the Big Deal is the title of today's sermon given by the Reverend Joseph Pinzel in this morning's worship service coming to you from Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. As we begin the holy season of Lent, we invite you to join us in praising God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through this worship service. The presiding pastor is Reverend Dr. Stephen K. Jurdy, and the assisting pastor is Reverend Christopher Johnson. The service begins as Pastor Jurdy and Pastor Johnson lead the prayers of confession and forgiveness at the baptismal font. Then the pastor and the congregation will sing the intro. The organist is Cantor Irene Beethy and the lector is Jessica Ray.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, who forgives all our sins.
His mercy endures forever.
God spoke these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbors.
A period of silence was kept for solemn meditation on our sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a troubled and penitent sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my son. Most High, who is my rest.
Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Holy Church, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church that, following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will surely not die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your heel, and you shall bruise his heel." He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, "I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you are taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 32.
Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven, and whose sin is put away. Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, and in whose spirit there is no guile. While I held my tongue, my bones withered away, because of my groaning all day long.
The epistle reading for the first Sunday in Lent is from Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 19. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Oh, come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us confess the faith with one heart.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The children are now going to the church hall for Sunday school classes. In response to the Word of God, the congregation sings the hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," number 229 in the Lutheran Book of Worship.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. I've heard it said that any Lutheran pastor worth his salt can preach on baptism any given Sunday. Well, luckily for me, the Holy Spirit didn't make my work too difficult. In the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 3, God speaks the same words our ears received last week. "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." After emerging from the River Jordan with the heavens opened up and the Spirit descending, all the grace and pleasure of God was set to rest on the newly baptized Jesus. He is the uncreated Son of righteousness, the eternal Word wrapped in human flesh. Today, this same grace rests on all of you. In remembrance of your baptism given in the same name, you are declared forgiven, pleasing, a beloved child of God. Chosen before the foundations of the world, you have been put with Christ, as St. Paul would say in his letter to the Galatians, so that the life which raised Jesus from the dead would this day continue to breathe in you. Where will this life lead you, I wonder? As we see in our gospel lesson for today, for Jesus, it's temptation. Then Jesus was led up by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Veiled in the weakness of our human flesh, this famished Lord looked like easy pickings. So the tempter came and said, interesting things happen to the Son of God after baptism. The devil comes prowling. His intent is what it's always been, to devour this human by twisting and corrupting that word of God set deep within him. But Jesus knows it all too well. He knows that the tempter's desire is to rule over him. But here Jesus is master. Here the true word of God speaks and cannot be separated. "Be gone, Satan, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Yes, interesting things happen to Christ after baptism. But I wonder, are they so unusual? Satan's game is the same today as it was when he approached Adam and Eve, to corrupt the image of God placed in his creatures. The devil's first and most violent move is always aimed at that good and pleasing word set within them. For it's this word that gives us life. So the temptation always says, did God actually say that? This question is not so foreign to our ears today. Is this Jesus really the Son of God? Has he actually done something, chosen me? Does baptism really save? What's the big deal? Just like Jesus, you at Zion can hear this voice daily from the world that points to your faults and says, "You hypocrites," to unfaithful preachers who might tell you that your salvation is never certain. Even in your own homes, where relatives claim, "What's the big deal with all this church stuff?" There the accuser is at work, to erode the word of God that breathes new life in you. For whenever and wherever God speaks his word and calls something good, happy, pleasing to him, we are sure to face that same old question. Did God really say that? But rather than start with doubt, I propose that we do just what Jesus does in Matthew chapter 4. Let's simply take God at his word. Last week, Pastor Jurdy said, God's pleasure rests on Jesus, and therefore God's pleasure goes where Jesus goes. So where does Jesus go? Does not his word ring in our ears as he's being preached and proclaimed from pulpits? Isn't his body and blood nourishing our own bodies and coursing through our very veins? Are you not all washed in the water that bears his own immortal name and has in that place declared it to be your own? Yes, the pleasure of God rests on you. Today, in repenting of your sins, in hearing, eating, and drinking, you are living the life of abounding grace, the life soaked in the Word, that baptismal life given in the name of Jesus. Here we always take God at his word, because without his word, baptism, the church, your life, and this entire created world, it's nothing. It's just a dark, shapeless void, full of doubt, with no hope, grace, or meaning. But with the word of God, you can be certain the world, the church, baptism, and your life, it all brings something entirely new. The pleasure of God, stated confidently and clearly, this is my beloved son, daughter, child, heir, heir to the promise and co-heirs with Christ. Will you listen to him? Will your faith hold on to this identity with Jesus like a child clinging to its mother? Who can argue with the benefits that this free life gives? I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus says. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. In the waters of holy baptism, he has chosen to give this gift of life to you. For whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. What else can be said of those who are put with Jesus, the risen one, if not saved by the Savior, healed by the healer, and redeemed of God? So of baptism, we say with the Universal Church and with the Augsburg Confession, Article 9, that it is necessary, that grace is offered through it, and that one should also baptize children who through such baptism are entrusted to God and become pleasing to him. We all know what we Christians face in the wilderness of this world. We all know places where the devil seeks to sow lies and to corrupt that word, that promise, that free gift that has been placed in each of you. But the master of sin has spoken. God will not let lies, accusation, death, and deceit rule over you. His decision is clear. You are his own, the apple of his eye, the jewel of his hand. You are baptized. So when your community labels you as those judgmental church people, you can say, "Get behind me." When unfaithful preachers corrupt or otherwise prohibit your mission to go out and make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching the grace of God given to all in his name. You can say, be gone. I renounce you. And if your heart should sometimes even seek to convict you, know that God is greater than your heart. Walk in newness this Lent, fasting from all the frivolities of the world. We take God at his word, embarking on the journey back to baptism. There again, you can be sure that you'll find Christ and the certainty of victory in an abundant and everlasting life. Entrusted to God and taking him at his word, placed in you, you are saved and served in this fast even by angels. And if you're hungry, if you indeed thirst for you and your family to have more, if you are concerned about those who have not had this word placed in them and secured by daily preaching and teaching and eating and drinking, it's an easy fix. You can bring them right here. Bring them to receive their master and yours by the washing and regeneration of renewal in the Holy Spirit. Bring them to the font and the altar, trusting that they will receive this gift free of charge to the font of eternal life. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in this Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For God to turn back the temptation of our ancient enemy and to renew the church in holiness and the zeal of righteousness, let us pray to the Lord. For all churches who suffer for the name of Jesus, to find joy and strength in his holy word and confession of the true faith, let us pray to the Lord. For all nations of the world to embrace the way of justice, repentance, and peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the grace to confess our sins and to rest in the forgiveness of Christ, let us pray to the Lord. For all who are grieving, ill, distressed, or approaching death, especially those who have asked for our prayers, Lori, Cynthia, Hilmer, and Karen, Dave, Max, Les, Rich, and Ruth, Carol, Barbara, Dennis, Rita, and Ben, Marcia, Anna, Lydia, Ken, and Jane, Avery, Deborah, June, Tina, and Barb, Krista, Larry, David, Jody, and Elroy, Lynn, Mark, Nancy, Jim, and Dolores, all of Zion's homebound members, and the Hagelin family, as they mourn the death of Anna, let us pray to the Lord. For those who have wandered from the faith and the comforts of holy baptism, that they would be restored to life by the gospel and Holy Spirit, and for our enemies, that they would be filled with love and walk in its light, let us pray to the Lord. For the day of resurrection to come quickly, that we may see our Lord face to face, let us pray to the Lord. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. One announcement as we prepare to receive our offering. The informational meeting scheduled for today will be held after worship in the church hall. in the lower level. We receive our tithes and offerings.
Out of love for God and in order to support the work of the church, the congregation is now placing its offering into the baskets being passed by the ushers. Pastor Jurdy will then lead the congregation in the sacrament of Holy Communion, assisted by Pastor Johnson and Pastor Pinzel. Three hymns will be sung during the distribution. O Lord, throughout these 40 days, number 99 in the Lutheran Book of Worship, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, number 594 in the Lutheran Service Book, and O Bread of Life from Heaven, number 222 in the Lutheran Book of Worship. Today's radio broadcast is sponsored anonymously to the glory of God.
Take, eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Amen.
In the same way also, he took the cup after the supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.
Thank you. body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ. The body of Christ
shed for you. Jesus said, "Let the children come unto me and do not stop them. Such as these belongs the kingdom of God." Blood of Christ shed for you. The body and the blood of our Lord strengthen you and keep you in the true faith for life everlasting. Peace be with you.
Please join us at the same time next Sunday morning. The church sanctuary is located at the corner of 6th and Grand Streets in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. Worship services at Zion Lutheran Church are Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. and Saturday evenings at 5:15 p.m. Sunday school for children is held at 9:15 a.m. each Sunday. Adult Bible study is held each Sunday at 10:15 a.m. in the church hall. Midweek Lenten services at Zion are held Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. Soup lunches are held at 11:15 a.m. and soup suppers are held at 5:15 p.m. each Wednesday in the church hall during Lent.
Blood of Christ, shed for you.
The body of Christ, given for you.
Zion will have been broadcasting on this radio station for 83 years this month, and the Wausau Lutheran Hour continues to bring you the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your financial gifts which make these broadcasts possible. You may make a donation and get more information at Zion's website, www.zionlutheranwausau.com, or you may mail your donation to Zion Lutheran Church, 709 North 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403. And now, may our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you and grant you a joyful and blessed week.
You gave your Son both as a sacrifice for sin and a model of the godly life. Enable us to receive him always with thanksgiving and to conform our lives to his through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.